But first, a bipartisan group of 19 Western governors said Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke did not consult with them about major plans for reorganizing the agency and have asked him to delay implementing the proposal until he speaks with them. They said last week that Zinke has still not sought the views of its members who represent every state in the western half of the nation, from Texas to Hawaii. We're joined now by Jim Oxbury, Executive Director with the Western Governors Association. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the show. I want to just start by talking about the reason behind this. So what does the reorganization that Secretary Zinke proposed look like, and why the pushback?
Well, so we don't really know what the organization looks like, and that's really the point. At this point, we have way more questions than we have answers. What we've seen are lines on a map, and that's really what we have. We have lines on a map and a fierce desire to be authentic partners with the department in the reorganization that really impacts state authority.
Is this out of the ordinary? In the past, would you have been consulted if something like this was going to happen?
No, I'll tell you that this notion has taken hold that states are just kind of like other stakeholders. You know, if there were one phrase that I would expunge from the federal argot, it is counties, tribes, states, industry, NGOs, and other stakeholders. States are not stakeholders. They are a sovereign level of government. You won't find any of those other entities mentioned in the Constitution. You will the states, because the states created the Constitution and reserved for themselves the greater measure of authority.
Jim, I think one of the words that is going to throw people off in the introduction that Lauren read was bipartisan. So this must be something where all of you are sticking together on this. I mean, it is a surprise, but it's important for this type of organization to stick together, right?
Yeah, and that is unusual. I've spent my entire career in politics and policy, and Western governors are easily the most collegial, cooperative, bipartisan group of leaders that I've ever worked for. You come to one of our meetings, you don't know who's red or who's blue. They get together on such a cooperative basis, and the thing that really binds them is this notion of state authority. And I think that's why they're concerned that they're not being consulted to the extent that's appropriate.
Right, right. And is this particularly surprising, since Zinke was a Republican congressman from Montana, from a Western state?
Well, I'd say again that this notion is so embedded that states are just like other stakeholders that they'll accept comments from states and counties and everybody else. But really, you know, the governors have policy seeking to be consulted at the earliest stages of policy ideation, and that they should be, and that consultation should be meaningful and ongoing and substantive.
So one last question here quickly about this reorganization. So Zinke has said, you might not have details on it, but Zinke said this is to reorganize things around natural boundaries like rivers, things like that, as opposed to political ones. Do you think that, how would that change things?
Well, it changed things a lot, because right now those offices are mostly organized around state boundaries, and the Department of Interior has to administer resources under state laws, administer those resources under the laws of the states in which they reside. So even though wildlife or rivers might not respect state boundaries, the Constitution does. And so that's really the conversation we want to engage with the department.
All right. Jim Oxbury is the executive director with the Western Governors Association. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.